Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This week's topic is conflictual universes. And Lori and I use the tools of Access Consciousness and the clearing statement. More information on the clearing statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Conflictual universes are where you're operating from conflictual priorities. Like, say, you really want to be a millionaire, but you don't want to pay taxes on being a millionaire. And everything that brings up, let's destroy and uncreate all of it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyonds. We're still waiting for Lori to join us on the line. Some information I got on conflictual universes, too, while I was doing research for this episode was that when you're bipolar, when you grow up bipolar, you have, where are my notes? I'm sorry. They have a conflictual universe that their body is non-existent, and this is something that creates bipolarness because they think they're non-existent. So everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all night, shorts, boys and beyond. And what stupidity are you using to create the non-existence with bodies you are choosing? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all night, shorts, boys and beyond? Lori, are you there? I just unmuted you.
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Yeah.
Do you have anything to say on conflictual universes?
Oh, well, since I'm just getting here, I'm curious. Let's talk more about that bipolar. That was brilliant. That you actually think your body disappears. You don't exist here.
Yeah. All I have with me was that there was more. It was from the level one manual. That's all the notes I brought with me. My level one manual near me. No, that's level three.
That rings, because I've felt that at times that I didn't even exist. That would make it tough
so everywhere,
to function. Yeah, go ahead.
Everywhere you've created yourself is a constant. You believe yourself to be existent, but you feel non-existent. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And so I started the show talking about, like, you want to be a millionaire, but you don't want to pay taxes on being a millionaire. So what stupidity are you using to create the incapacities and conflictual universes for creating and generating infinite amounts of money? Infinite amounts of money are you choosing? And everything that is, will you destroy it and create it all times a godzillion?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. Yeah,
and
the
also.
Oh. Conflicting universes of have and not have.
Yes, and also a lot of the conflictual universe, like even on the creation of money, you grew up and you asked your dad for $20 to go, you know, hang out with some friends and see a movie, and he said something like money doesn't grow on trees. When in actuality, you know what farmers grow on trees and in fields? Fucking money. I mean, yes, it comes in the forms of apples and corn and stuff, but they sell that shit and make money. So all of the conflictual universes you have taken on from your parents and grandparents of the ways in which money is to be created, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boy and beyond. Will you return that shit to sender?
Yes.
And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boy and beyond. Ooh. So how many conflictual paradigms and universes do you have creating and destroying everything you are creating and destroying?
Yes. How
and
many?
Everything right and wrong?
Yeah.
Right and Wrong, Good and Bad, Pot and Pock, All Night, Shorts, Boys and Beyond. And
because the conflictual universe is, if you start to create something and you have a conflict going with it, you're going to immediately uncreate what you've started.
And also, that brings me to quantum entanglements. When we put our desire out into the world, we activate the quantum entanglements to bring that desired, thing, object, what a partner, whatever, to be brought to us. And when we have conflictual things going on, the quantum entanglements get confused and do not know what to bring us. So what potency of desire in your conflictual universes and paradigms have you used to create confusion in the quantum entanglements, never allowing them to bring you the life you know is possible? And everything that brings up or lets down, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and Wrong, Good and Bad, Pot and Pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyond. And you spoke, while we were creating this episode, you said something about the conflictions we have within the reality we exist in right now. And you talked a little bit about expansion versus the contraction of this universe. What conflictual realities of this reality versus your reality are you using to create an ordinary life?
Wow. That's awesome.
Everything that brings up or lets down, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyond. And what would it take for you to create a life beyond anything you've ever imagined possible and way beyond the conflictual paradigms and realities and universes of this reality? Whew. I just knocked my cat out.
Yeah.
Everything
cool.
That brings up is throwing it off right for all good and bad, kind of possible lines for boys and beyond. Yeah, baby boy. What conceptual universes are you choosing of the contraction and lies of this reality versus everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all? Right and Wrong, Good and Bad, Pot and Pock, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyond. And I have several more processes here, but let's do a little talking just because these are hitting some deep stuff. But
right.
I would like to give a little more information on what we're talking about as opposed to just fry the world.
Yeah, in short order, in the 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, exactly. 8 minutes in, I killed my cat.
Yep, there you go. I think that last one got a hit on that, the expansion of the universe instead of the lies of this reality. And how I see that is the lies make you, for me, they literally contract my body. My body has literally all these points of view and beliefs that I've been hurling on my own body. It literally makes me like get small and tight and reactive. And what that clearing just did was give me the sense of, when you start to do that, you've hit a lie. And so you can stop and play in, no, this is a lie, this is not me, because I'm part of the universe and the universe is consciousness is ever expanding. And so that gives me the tool of, if I'm reacting, if I'm pushing the button, then I have hit a lie because it's not who I truly be. Because who we truly be is this expansive, light, fluff ball of possibility. And
magnitude.
With that, of magnitude. And with that said, when we hit those conflicting universe or that contraction, then that's the opportunity to create something different, to look at it and play with it and create and realize, here's the opportunity to create a new energy of expansion. So even that's not a wrongness. It's just
through that. And what gifts are our bodies to give us awarenesses like that? And what would it take for us to step into more awareness with our bodies in that sense and let our bodies help guide us to be who we truly be?
Yeah. Yeah, we really, really have cut off our body awareness.
Which actually brings, it's crazy that the next process I have is what expansive energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to create everything you desire with total ease?
Ooh, fun.
Everything that doesn't allow us to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and create, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine strokes, living beyond.
Yeah, absolute. Oh, do that one again, please.
What expansive energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to create everything you desire with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow us to be, know, and perceive that, destroy and uncreate, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. Okay, so all of the conflictual universes you have around money, business, sex, relationship, the creation of your life, will you acknowledge them and destroy and uncreate all of them? And everything that doesn't allow that, this right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. And a great little exercise I found while going through all of the wonderful material I have was write down what it is you desire to create and then write down like all of the conflictual stuff around that. Like say you really want to be a famous musician, but you have this point of view that if you're going to be a famous musician, you're going to have to hang out with all these dope smoking hippies on tour buses, and you don't like being around dope smokers, and that's going to keep you from being able to create that. But so, and if you destroy and uncreate that point of view that's holding you back, that will help you get closer to the dream of being a famous musician. Also, like, for me, when I think about being famous, I think about paparazzi. And I don't want to have people chasing me down, trying to, you know, take pictures of me and get pictures of me into tabloids and all that kind of jazz. So everything that is destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. And what else is possible? Ask that too after, like, you know, what else is possible with these things? So I challenge anyone listening to make a list of your dreams and then go through and look at what is holding you back from getting you there. What points of view do you have that are conflicting you from creating what it is you wish to have?
Yeah, one of conflicting universes is the whole I can't. That's really, we like that one. I can't. Where did
and you
come
know who
up
the only
that?
Person who is telling you that you can't? The only person who can hold you back? You know who that person is? It's you.
Yeah.
You're the one putting you can't on you. So
everything
that is, which actually, everywhere you are creator of conflictual universes, will you revoke or can't, resent, denounce, destroy and uncreate? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Because I think that I can't is something where we all created just this lovely little way to hold ourselves back.
Yeah, the limitation of that. So did we all create it, or did one person create it and we all bought into it? And does that really even matter? So anywhere that we bought into and then locked in and then have been living the I can't universe. The I can't universe is such a conflictual universe to the rest of the universe. I mean, every possibility is in the universe, except for that little minuscule I can't universe. And then we all jam ourselves into the I can't. Wow.
Well, what I find funny is I'm looking at my I can't and just going like, well, now that you're telling me I can, I don't want to.
Now that you're telling
Like, now that you're, like, yeah, I'm able to do that, but I'm not going to do it just to be a rebellious little bitch.
Yeah, so, so how about behind the I can't is the I won't, the rebellion. No, I won't. The little, how much energy are you feeding into that, you know, that experience of, well, I can't, and then behind it, I won't.
How much of that is an extractor implant, though? What about the quantum? So all of the quantum particles, what lies beneath distractor implants? There's, so everything beneath the I can't and the I won't, the distractor implants, the quantum particulates, the Mobius strips of whatever holding us back in I can't and I won't universes, will we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pack, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit lightheaded.
Like, yeah, those energies are exactly like just this invention. They're a total invention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also what's coming up now is it's a choice. You can't and you won't are choices.
Wow.
But, so everywhere you're choosing to hold yourself back for whatever fucking reason, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you're trying to rebel against the creation of your expansive, delicious, beautiful, wonderful life, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Oh, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Because that is profound. This is a choice. Like, I can't and I won't are choices. And then you can ask yourself, was that working for me? There's so much more. Is that really working for me? No. That's acknowledging, no, that's not working for me. So what can I choose? I choose inconceivable possibilities beyond all
what
this.
Else is possible?
Yeah.
What else is possible? What have you made so vital about causal incarcerations, incarnation, incongruities, and inconsistencies that creates all of the hidden priorities and conflictual universes you cannot have ease with changing? And everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all times a godzillion.
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And I did get that from another class, but I don't have it noted what class that was. And in order for you to maintain a conflict of any sort, how much do you put up your barriers? How much do you deny yourself the power and potency of intimacy in that moment? And I don't know why I made note of this one, but I still like it. Everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Because for you to go into that I can't or I won't place, you are putting up barriers to yourself, to the universe. You're cutting off your intimacy with yourself, your trust of yourself. Because, I mean, a lot of those things that we have huge barriers to are things that can vastly change our lives. But we're scared of that change, so we make up reasons and choose not to be more of ourselves. Because it gets uncomfortable. When we become more and we grow and grow and grow, discomfort and uncomfort comes about, and most of us are hiding from discomfort and uncomfort because we're taught to live a nice, comfortable life is what we're supposed to do. And all of the conflictual universes you have with comfort, creating a comfortable life as opposed to stepping into yourself and becoming uncomfortable, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Oh.
Because uncomfort is different than torture. It's like being on that edge of stepping into being uncomfortable. It's an intensity, but it's not like when I think of I've been hesitant because I didn't want to I have all the conflicting universes about what unconscious, when pain feels unconscious, it's not really stepping you towards more awareness. And I really conflicted that. And so I haven't really wanted to choose, okay, I'm going for it no matter what it takes, because frankly, I don't want to hurt my body. And everything that is and everything that that brings up, because by not being willing to be in the intensity, I'm actually hurting my body. I'm stopping my body. I'm stopping the creation. I'm stopping new possibilities by just that, only putting the toe in, because I've been confused that's going to create a bunch of unconscious pain. But the unconscious pain is already sitting there. By being willing to step into the intensity, it changes it and creates more openness, more expansion, more peace within my body. So that's a conflicting universe. That's just actually misinformation.
So everything that just brought up or let down, let's destroy it and create
yes.
it all. Right and
yes.
wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
The intensity is the door, is opening the doorway to new possibilities. And so the intensity, and I've heard that when you're just full on in yourself and in that intensity, it may be like seem unbearable, but it actually passes really quickly and it opens you into this expanse that's to go where no man has gone before, to go into yourself and to know in ways that you haven't in this lifetime, at least in a very long time.
And why
so
it can feel uncomfortable or discomfortable is because it's new and you've never experienced it before.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the gift of the uncomfort, I'm being uncomfortable. The gift is more of yourself, the willingness to have more of you. And from that, everything you desire. So I'm willing to step into that. I'm willing to have the awareness of what the intensity is about. That's not an unconscious digging yourself deeper. It's the uncomfort of consciousness that's expanding you.
Yeah.
I mean, that brings up and lets down all the conflicting universes everywhere, misapplied and misaligned and everywhere. That's been a total confusion. And the anti-conscious around that, I'm willing to destroy them and create it all. Time to God, million, good, bad, right, wrong, puck, problem, interest, push, and beyond. Cool.
And something that came up for me while I was thinking about this show was I like to be in control of things. And how much are you using your control freak to keep you from receiving and changing and being more of you?
Yeah.
And
how much is it? Go ahead. No,
everything
that is.
Don't believe, destroy, and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, online, shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you have used the conflictual universe of control versus receiving, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
And everywhere that I've bought into my way or the highway, and I've been defending it. So all the confliction, everywhere I bought into that, the conflicting universe is my way or the highway, then there's only trying to jam all the infinite fucking possibilities into this little itty bitty thumbnail of, oh, it's my way, of one way, instead of the infiniteness of life, of expansion. Because even on this planet, when you look around, there's not my way or the highway. That's just your one little point of view when there's 7 billion other points of view creating their own existence.
And that's making me think of this picture I saw of there's this huge boulder and there's a tree growing through it. Like, the tree broke the rock, and yeah, like that. I mean, you would think that the rock gets its way by, you know, just being there and not having a tree grow through it. But in actuality, something else got, I don't know, like the barriers we have created for ourselves are essentially just in our minds is what that brings up for me. So everything that is destroying and create it all,
yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, should boy the neon.
Anywho. Yeah. That one made me disappear or go unconscious. Everything that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So we're down to less than 4 minutes. Lori and I are actually putting together, Lori's going to be joining me in Michigan, and we're going to be doing a bunch of bars classes here. We don't have any dates set or anything, but please watch our Facebook page and our website. Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. And she is in the Denver, Colorado area. Also, she is going to be hosting Anne Maxwell at the end of next month in Denver.
Yeah.
I'll let you talk
yeah.
more about that.
Sure.
Or
and Anne Maxwell is this amazing child development psychologist and child play, and she's been using the tools of access consciousness, and she can give you these tools to assist you in helping your children adapt and handle life and the worries of your child fitting in or not fitting in and how they're going to deal with life. She has all sorts of tools and amazing skills to give you in this class to change the course of how your children's future can be, whether it be a contractive, unconscious, tight experience or this expansive, joyful, easeful expansion experience of life. So those are something to look at if you'd like to join
Absolutely.
Us. Yeah. Come on in. Springtime in Colorado is gorgeous.
And so. I'm going to be hosting in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, Julia Sotis for a foundation class. I believe it's the 23rd to the 27th. There will also be a bars class that Julia will be doing down there as well. Very excited to get to meet the lovely Julia Sotis.
In June, is it, or July? Which of?
June. Oh, June. I get those 2 months confused as well.
Yeah.
Also, my website is www.danielleclaudio.com. I will be posting written prophecies for the calls that we've been doing on the Carousel of Consciousness. And also, eventually, I will be making recordings of prophecies that will be for sale, starting with our hedonism class, which I think is one of our most potent classes ever.
Yes.
Please check out my website for that and our website, our Facebook page, rather, and facebook.com/carouselconsciousness. Thank you all for joining us, those in the future and today.
Awesome.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.